This is the Roots Rock Radio Show, number 157, rrradio.com. Hey everyone, welcome to the Roots Rock Radio Show number 157. My name is Richard Taylor and I'll be your guide for the next hour or so. This is our seventh year of running Roots Rock Radio. You can email me if you like, richard@rrradio.com. That's the home base on the web for the Roots Rock Radio Show. You can also make contact via Twitter, @RootsRockRadio. Or via YouTube, youtube.com/RootsRockRadio. So how is your summer doing so far? It's been pretty normal around here, though we did have some thunderstorms, and a lot of people lost electricity for up to a week around Baltimore and Washington. We're okay here, we didn't lose power this time around. We've had a few barbecues, rescuing a stray cat or two, and lately I've been teaching my mother the ins and outs of her new iPad. There's lots of new Roots rock and roll on this show, over an hour. We'll continue to search out and bring you the best indie Roots rock that we can find. They usually mail their CDs into the post office. I pick them up once a week or so, listen to them, pick the best tracks for this show, and assemble it all in a nice one-hour podcast for your listening pleasure. Here's some stats for the Roots Rock Radio Show. The top countries that have the top downloads. As expected, the United States is by far number one. Number two is Japan. Number three, France. Then comes Germany, Korea, China, Canada, the UK, Russia, Brazil, Spain, the Netherlands, Italy, Switzerland, Australia, India, Mexico, Belgium, Greece, and number 20 is Argentina. The top US markets are San Antonio, Texas, Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, Portland, Washington, D.C., St. Louis, Philadelphia, Seattle, Baltimore, Phoenix, Boston, Mass., Dallas, Fort Worth, Atlanta, Denver, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Detroit, and Houston is number 20. Each show averages about 5,000 downloads in the first month that it's up. Some shows have reached over 10,000 downloads. I'm not sure why. Certain shows get downloaded more than others. Maybe it's the band activities. So there is a milestone that has been reached in the history of rock and roll. 50 years ago this week, a nervous band called the Rolling Stones, R-O-L-I-N apostrophe Stones, played their first gig to a crowd of jazz fans. It was a night in July in a basement club called The Marquee, the year 1962. There was a crowd of about 80 men and about 30 women on hand to witness the Rolling Stones' first gig. Those who were there report that the audience took some time to warm up to their Stones' 50-minute blast of American Rhythm and Blues. The band were officially billed as Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones. That name was penned by Brian Jones. At that time, Jagger was still a student at the London School of Economics. He wore a striped sweater and corduroys. Keith Richards wore a funerally dark suit. At that point, the rhythm section was Richards' art school friend Dick Taylor on bass and their future Kinks drummer Mick Avery on drums. He sat in for the night. Mick Jagger and Richards were 18 and living at home. Jones was 20. Ian Stewart, the keyboard player, was a 23-year-old shipping clerk. He stood off to the side eating a pork pie with one hand and playing piano with the other. I actually met Ian Stewart in London years ago. He had a blues band at the time called the Ian Stewart Blues Band or some such. I went to see him and met him after the show. The Stones split the 30-guinea performance fee six ways, which somehow meant that Jones got £6.10. Everyone else got a fiver. By Christmas of 1962, Taylor and Avery had both left the fold to be replaced by Bill Wyman and Charlie Watts. In April 1963, a young Andrew Luge Oldham took over the Stones' management, and in 1963, Decca put out the band's first single. What was the name of their first single? This is a quote from Keith Richards. The Stones always really considered 1963 to be 50 years because Charlie Watts didn't actually join until January. We look upon 1962 as the year of conception, but the birth was 1963. So this might seem kind of early, but if you are in the band and would like to record a Christmas song for the annual Roots Rock Radio Christmas show, please let me know. I will make the Christmas show as long as necessary to accommodate all of the good rock songs that come in. I'm looking for newly recorded songs, not songs that I've played in previous years. I'm actually planning on recording one or two with my band as well. I prefer original songs, but will also be playing some traditional Christmas songs played in a roots rockin' style. Contact me, richard@rrradio.com, or on Twitter, Roots Rock Radio, or on YouTube, also Roots Rock Radio. If you are not in a band, but you have a favorite band, ask them to record a new Christmas song for the show. First up, from their new CD, Loomis and the Lust. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
Into the night, to and through the dawn, until the morning light. Look at it all, how it shines. You will be mine, you will be mine, you will be mine. You will be mine, you will be mine, you will be mine. You will be mine, you will be mine, you will be mine. Can take our time. No secrets between us. You know you will be mine. You know you will be mine. You know you will be mine. To my waiting arms.
You will be mine, you will be mine, you will be mine. You will be mine, you will be mine, you will be mine. You will be mine, you will be mine, you will be mine. You will be mine, you will be mine, you will be mine. We'll be right back.
Sneak through the morning went to flatline. Man of science left the preacher behind. And you can't undo your evil ways. And you can't break these broken days. Sick of your excuses and tired of your crying. The souls left crying, wash away the guilt with your scapegoat ties. Pop queen, master stroke, gonna get your fossil portrait of a whore with altruistic regard. Pitchfork in the background, pitchfork in the background. To the necessary action, breakneck speed on a rich man's crash course. Jesus with a gun, politician not a high horse. Pump jack players on a Vaseline, based on silver lined pockets for the necessary sin. CNN assisted spiritual suicide, tranquilizing victims of white collar crime. Pitchfork in the background, pitchfork in the background.
We just heard 800 Mile Monday. We heard their tune Pitchfork on the web, 800milemonday.com. They're from Lubbock, Texas. Before that, we heard from Mr. Alec Berlin. We heard his tune, I Don't Want to Know, on the web, alecberlin.com, A-L-E-C, from his CD, Innocent Explanations, from Brooklyn, New York. Before that, we heard Della Crank. We heard their tune, Demolition Derby, on the web, DellaCrank.com. I got a letter from Della Crank. It says, my name is James, and I am with the rock band Della Crank from Southern California, Santa Paula to be exact. I have listened to your podcast for going on 3 years now. I even went so far as to resubscribe when I updated the software on my iPod and had to reinstall all of my apps. It's one of the 8 podcasts I resubscribed to, and he sent along his CD. Before that, we heard from David Ralston, You Don't Deserve Me, on the web, davidralston.com. He's presently living in Japan. His new CD is called I Don't Care. And opening the set, we heard, returning to Roots Rock Radio, Loomis and the Lust. We heard their tune, You Will Be Mine, on the web, loomisandthelust.com. From rollingstone.com. There's a recent release of a book, I Gotta Name the Jim Croce Story, written by his widow, Ingrid Croce, and her current husband, Jimmy Rock. The book paints an extremely revealing portrait of the musician who died at the age of 30 in a plane crash. The book's been a long time coming. Initial work began 25 years ago, but when an earlier publisher and Ingrid didn't see eye to eye, the manuscript was shelved. Last year, we took out the book and it was time, she says. It was overdue for many fans who kept asking for it. We read it and we really felt pretty good about it. The story was there. It was a painful story to tell, she says. I feel we captured Jim Croce the best we possibly could. I Got a Name also explains how Jim was under intense pressure in the last year of his life, being both overworked and underpaid. This is remarkable. Receiving only $200 a week, Jim was prolific beyond prolific. There was never a time when he wasn't doing music 12 hours a day minimum. He also did some stand-up comedy, opening for Woody Allen and George Carlin. She goes on to say, I would love to do a movie of Jim. I think he deserves it, and God knows we've had more fans ask for it than you can imagine. That and Why Is Jim Croce Not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Many rock and roll songs have been written on Fender guitars, Telecasters and Stratocasters mainly. So Fender is finally going public. They plan on debuting on the NASDAQ exchange under the ticker FNDR. I might buy a few shares of that myself. I play a Strat and have most of my music career. The semi-annual post office box fee is due in August. It's about $90, I believe. If you care to help with making a donation to help pay for that post office box, along with the bandwidth for the servers to host the downloads of the show, which are about 7,000 to 8,000 downloads per month, you can at rrradio.com. On the main page, on the right-hand side, there's a Donate PayPal button. You can donate with a credit card. It would be appreciated. Next up, from the new CD, from the new Riders of the Purple Sage. You're listening to Roots Rock Radio, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
should you pass this way again? Well, I hope you like the statue. When the spell is broken by the morning light and the blush is off the rose, he's best to leave last night in last night. It's just the way it goes.
Thank you. I'll take one for my heartaches and two for the road. All the whiskey tears that I've cried for you, well, you'll never know. And the ones I've drank already just won't kill. Taking so I'll take one for my heartaches and two for the road. Well, I know it's time to close and the neon's growing dim, but please don't make me go. Can't you see the shape I'm in? She has taught me what it's like to live life from night to night, and this honky tonk's the only place to hide. So I'll take one for my heartaches and two for the road. All the whiskey tears that I've cried for you, well, you'll never know. And the ones I've drank already just won't kill a aching soul. I'll take one for my heartaches and two for the road. Me, why on earth would I want to stay in here while lovers stagger off and drunkards spill their beer? If you could see the blaze that's a burning in this poor old heart so bright, well, I bet you'd try to drown it out with whiskey every night. So I'll take one for my heartaches and two for the road. All the whiskey tears that I've cried for you, well, you'll never know. And the ones I've drank already just won't kill this aching soul. I'll take one for my heartaches and two for the road.
Your say, got your way, never failed. Yes, I paid but never learned. And I pined for you. Yes, it's true, but something I'm supposed to do.
We just heard Terry Lusader. We heard his tune Supposed to Do on the web, terrylusader.com. Before that, we heard J.P. Harris and the Tough Choices. We heard their tune, Two for the Road. On the web, ilovehonkytonk.com. From their website, J.P. Harris and the Tough Choices play country music, period. No pop, country, alt, country, rock, country, folk, country, etc. prefixes. In other words, real country music. Before that, we heard from Scott Chisholm. We heard his tune, Corneth Now. On the web, scnbetterhalf.webs.com or myspace.com, Scott Chisholm, The Better Half. Before that, we heard from Rodney Jensen. We heard his tune, Get Out of Here, on the web, rodneyjensen.com. And opening the set, we heard from the New Riders of the Purple Sage, Just the Way It Goes, on the web, newriders.com. The name of the CD is 17 Pine Avenue, from the Woodstock Records label. On the web, thenewriders.com, the record label Woodstock Records, who sent us the CD, is woodstockrecords.com. So the question is, who has Bob Dylan's historic guitar, the electric guitar that the singer plugged in at the Newport Folk Festival in 1965, and quite possibly the most historic single instrument in rock and roll? This is from vintagerocknews.blogspot.com. The New Jersey daughter of a pilot who flew Dylan to appearances in the 1960s says she has the guitar, which has spent much of the last 47 years in a family attic. But a lawyer for Dylan claims the singer still has the Fender Stratocaster with the sunburst design that he used during one of the most memorable performances of his career. It is estimated if this guitar was sold on the open marketplace, it could fetch as much as $500,000. The guitar is a centerpiece of PBS's History Detectives, and the show said it stood by its conclusion that Dawn Peterson, the pilot's daughter, has the right instrument. Music has its share of memorable instruments like Paul McCartney's Hofner bass or the Gibson guitar that B.B. King calls Lucille. Yet it's tough to think of any instrument that was the focus of an event more meaningful than the electric guitar Dylan played on that day. Her father said Dylan left the Fender behind on an airplane and he took it home. She was told that her father contacted Dylan's representatives to get them to pick it up, but no one ever did. The guitar was in her parents' attic until about 10 years ago when she took it. She had no idea about its history until a friend of her husband's saw it and mentioned the possible Newport connection. She tried to verify it on her own, but she couldn't, so she turned to history detectives about a year ago for help. She also found a sheaf of papers and handwritten song lyrics in the guitar case. The fragmentary lyrics later appeared in part on songs that Bob Dylan recorded but rejected for his 1966 Blonde on Blonde album. The guitar was taken apart to find the date it was made. On those Fenders, the date was stamped on the end of the neck, and it was 1964, which made its use in Newport plausible. An expert also drew upon blown-up color photos from Newport to compare the wood grain on the guitar Dylan played to the one in his hands. He's confident it's a match, likening the wood grain to a fingerprint. Next up, The Furious Seasons. Listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com. Thank you.
It all starts in the back room just after an election on a strangely warm evening. In a fit of wanton hubris, says a backslap and a great idea. Now the beast starts to form. Coming, that part of the story's already over and it's already had its way. It's laid waste pretty far up the ladder, not to mention, of course, to those who can afford it least. And it grows until in time.
Should have told the weatherman to start minding his own business and stop messing with the skies for all that they were worth. See, Jack had never planned on finding treasure in the clouds, he said. But if it's raining gold, then I just might grab myself a handful. Business suits and fairy wings, butterflies, broken guitar strings, burnt and frazzled nerve endings, rainbows, coffee, honey, bee stings, the lullabies of a winter songs, rain and spring falls all day long, and in the end it all belongs to us for what we are. And I can hear you when you speak to me, when you speak to me. Just the way it is. Some should have told me years ago that no one gets by being jaded. Stop and breathe. once in a while. See, life's not always gonna fit in the perfect square in the palm of your hand, but geometry's always a bore. And I can hear you when you speak to me, when you speak to me. Cause I'm off in my own world, loving life just the way it is. And I'm not always gonna find a fortune smiling down on me. Life might sometimes be unkind, but I'm always gonna see. It's a beautiful life, it's a beautiful life, it's a beautiful life, it's a beautiful life, it's a beautiful life. Ooh, it's a beautiful life, 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 it's a beautiful life. And I can hear you when you speak to me, when you speak to me. Just the way it is. And I, when you speak to me, when you speak to me. Cause I'm off in my own world, loving life just the way it is. Loving life just the way it is.
Thank you. It'll never be the same. Oh, oh, Lord, oh, you know some things never change. And if you turn around again, see how you wanna live. Well, if you turn around again, see how you wanna live. Well, if you just turn around, it'll never be the same.
We just heard Professor Louie. We heard his tune, Wings on Fire. On the web, thecrowmatrix.com, their 8th studio album on Woodstock Records. Before that, we heard from Bill Evans. We heard his tune, Dragonfly. On the web, BillEvansWebpages.com. Before that, we heard from Vu Davis, Never Be the Same. On the web, VooDavis.com. That's V-O-O, Davis.com. Before that, we heard Jess Turner, Just the Way It Is. On the web, JessTurnerMusic.com. And opening the set, we heard Furious Seasons. We heard their tune, History Repeats, again. On the web, MySpace.com. The Furious Seasons Band. The name of the CD is My Analog Face on Stone Garden Records. Some dates in rock and roll history. In 67, The Who began their first full North American tour, appearing as support band to Herman's Hermits on 55 dates. In 77, Elvis Costello and the Attractions made their live debut, supporting Wayne County at the Garden in Cornwall, England. In 1980, Alan Klein, ex-manager of the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, began serving a two-month prison sentence for falsifying tax returns. In 1958, John Lennon's mother, Julia, was killed by a car driven by an off-duty drunken police officer named Eric Clegg. He was later acquitted of the offense. John was 17 at the time. 1966, Tommy James and the Shondells started a two-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with Hanky Panky. 66, Jack Bruce, Ginger Baker, Eric Clapton formed Cream. They only lasted 2 years. In 67, the Beatles single All You Need Is Love, Baby You're a Rich Man, originally called One of the Beautiful People, was released in the U.S. It became the Beatles' 14th U.S. number one. In 68, Yellow Submarine premiered in London. In 72, a bomb exploded under the Rolling Stones equipment van in Montreal, believed to be the work of French separatists. A lot of the songs from this Roots Rock Radio show are courtesy of Powderfinger Promotions. They're a big supporter of Roots Rock Radio and send us a lot of their artists. You can find them on the web, powderfingerpromo.com. So, back to the trivia question. What was the first song released by the Rolling Stones in the UK? The answer, Come On by Chuck Berry. Some recent visitors to rrradio.com: Washington, North Carolina, Belgium, San Francisco, California, Baltimore, Maryland, Fontana, California, Barcelona, Spain, British Columbia, Canada, Ontario, Canada, Longmont, Colorado, Nashville, Tennessee, China, Chicago, Illinois, Izmir, Turkey, Greenville, South Carolina, Newcastle, Delaware, and many more places from around the globe, rrradio.com. So I want everybody to stay in air conditioning or go swimming this summer of 2012. It's about halfway over at this point. So until the next show, this is Richard Taylor signing off.